John, thank you very much. And on a Sunday where we do honor, remember the life, the legacy of Martin Luther King, I welcome all of you to our service today, as we welcome also the boys and girls, young people in our church school program. It's good to have you with us for the first part of our service as well. One of the things we are moving in the direction of in this year is to have an expanded presence for our children, young people in our services, a little more than the first Sunday of the month, so we extend our welcome to each of you today. We are welcome as well, any of you who are visiting with us today, either for the first time or if you're back from an earlier visit. It's wonderful to have you with us, and we invite you to come and join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room, get to know us a little better, come back and see us as often as you can. If you'd like some more information about our congregation here and about the faith tradition which we represent, that of Unitarian Universalism, stop by our newcomers table and someone can meet and greet you there and give you some information about that. If you're interested in pursuing membership in our congregation, you can make an appointment there with Sherry Woolsey and myself, Sherry, our membership coordinator, and me, to talk with you a little more about that. Also on this Sunday, I have placed on the information table several copies, so you can pick one up if you'd like, that came out from our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee this past week on persons who would wish to donate to the many massive global relief efforts that are going on in Haiti right now following the very devastating earthquake. You would have had to have been on another planet, I would think, to not know about just the terrible situation there. And so our UU Service Committee has set up a means of for people in our UU congregations to contribute to this effort if they'd like, and I've got the information on this sheet here. It's encouraging. This was set up the day after the earthquake took place on the 13th of January, and as of this Friday afternoon, they had raised from UU congregation or UU members alone $227,000. So I'll have this. This is on the information table if you'd like to pick that up. And I know there are any number of ways of contributing to this effort, but if you would like to do it through our UU Service Committee, this tells you how you can do that.